people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. People get ready, there's a train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is a key, open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among those love the most. People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Yes, yes, the gospel train, it's coming, 10:45 a.m. this morning. Yes, it's Sunday, August 26th, right on schedule. I know you got tickets for it, right? Well, just wait a minute and you'll have a chance to get out. But maybe you better go now and check your tickets there with the ticket agent. Make sure you have the right one. Okay. Anybody else who's got a ticket for the gospel train? You better start leaving now. Oh. But some of you may not be waiting for the gospel train. There are plenty of other trains today. I don't know what train you're going on. There's a train to Celebrityville. That leaves at 1:05 p.m. And
hi.
What are you looking for?
Hope. I'm not late.
Well, there's plenty of trains today at plenty of destinations. Which one are you going on?
I'm not going to Celebrityville, Station Master.
Well, there's lots of other trains on this schedule here. Let's see here. Maybe you want to go to Pleasure City.
Not that one, Station Master. I want to go to Atlantic... No. Wealth City. You picking up what I'm throwing down, eh?
Oh, my gosh.
Let me explain it to you already, eh? Hey, buddy.
Well, so you want the train to Wealth City. Well, it leaves at 2:05 p.m. on track number 3. So you might as well just sit here in the waiting room at the station, and you'll have some time to wait. And they'll call you when it's ready to board.
You better call.
But you know, that reminds me of a story I want to tell you. Now, somebody else told this. In fact, the engineer on the gospel train told this story. And he said there was this very wealthy man who owned thousands of acres of grapes in central coast of California. And it was before that wine was very popular, Bill would know. But all of a sudden, his wealth skyrocketed when it became very respectable to drink Central Coast wine. And he says to himself, "Oh, I can double my wealth. My gosh, I'll take down some of these vineyards. I'm going to build a film studio. I'm going to build a tourist attraction just like Disneyland. I'm going to have back lots and animation studios. I'm going to Wealth City. I'm getting the express to Wealth City." And you know what happened to him? Well, I'm telling you the story, so you know. He got on that express to Wells City, and he died en route. Well, they had those paddles, you know, to try to revive him, but the paddles didn't work. And so they sent his body back here for his next of kin to pick him up. Well, so you got to be careful when you take that train to Wells City.
That is never going to happen to me. I still want the express to Wealth City.
Oh, you do, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me finish the story. You know, all that wealth got sent back to his children, who argued and argued about it, split it up. They squandered it, mortgaged the vineyards, buying Beverly Hills mansions, had almost nothing left.
Nothing?
Nothing. The wealth was almost gone.
Oh, yeah.
And what was even worse, no one came to his funeral. He was so enamored of his wealth that he'd alienated his whole family. In fact, he had no friends. They didn't come because there weren't any. In fact, nobody else came because he never shared his wealth with anybody in need. It was a pretty sad affair. You got to be careful not to be seduced by going to Wealth City.
Well, maybe that happened to him, but it ain't going to happen to me. I am taking my wealth with me. It's the bank.
Oh, you are, huh? You're going to take your wealth with you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the only train that has wealth at its destination, you know which one? Of course you don't. The gospel train, that's the only one that has wealth at its destination. In fact, the engineer on the gospel train, he tells you, send your wealth on ahead so it's there when you get there. In fact, he says, don't leave it here. You know, the recession, the job losses, the market, the stock market, the real estate market, inflation, it'll eat up your wealth just like that.
I love that. Now, I don't really get it. How in the world am I going to put all my wealth on that train and send it ahead of me?
Oh, well, I'll tell you the magic of the gospel train. You see, once you get on the gospel train and riding along the gospel train through lands and cities and villages and burgs, every time you stop and help someone, every time you ask somebody for forgiveness, every time you forgive your enemy, every time you visit somebody in the hospital or in prison or in a rest home, why, every time you even say a prayer, or every time you sing a hymn, why, even like Brother Lawrence, every time you wash the dishes up there in the kitchen of the church, every time your wealth builds at the destination of the gospel train. Now, isn't that pretty cool? It's pretty simple. You know, anybody can do that, right? Rich or poor, young or old, everybody can build that kind of wealth. And you know what? Unlike your wealth here, young man, it's guaranteed. It'll be there 100% when you get there.
You hell old man certainly don't doll me. Who do you think you are? Yeah, you're looking at somebody who's almost famous.
Yep, not even going to go there.
I ain't interested. But you'll see me. You're going to see me. First it was Omaha, and then it was Chicago. And then finally, the big one.
And tell me what you see. You ain't seen the best of me yet. Give me time, I'll make you forget the rest. I got more in me than you can ever see. I can catch the moon with my hands. Don't you know who I am? Remember my name, fame. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to fly high. I feel it coming together. People will see me and cry, fame. I'm gonna make it to heaven. Light up the sky like a flame, fame. I'm gonna make it to heaven. Baby, remember my name. Baby, hold me tight, 'cause you can make it right. You can shoot me straight to the top. Give me love and take all I've got to give. Baby, I'll be tough. Too much is not enough. I can ride your heart till it breaks. Oh, I got what it takes. Remember my name, fame. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to fly high. I can make it to heaven. People will see me and cry, fame. I'm gonna make it to heaven. Light up the sky like a flame, fame. Baby, I'll make it to heaven. Baby, remember my name, fame.
Hey, sister, I think you want the train here to Celebrityville.
That's right. That's the one I want.
Track three, 11:05 p.m. it arrives.
That's the one.
It departs at 11:20 p.m., so you have a little time to wait there. Oh. But they'll call you when the train's ready to board. Track three at 11:05
a.m. All right, well, that's what I want the train to Celebrityville. I want to be famous, and I want to be remembered.
Good grief. See what she wants? Fame! Isn't it a disease today? What? Everybody wants to be famous, right? My gosh, I want my kid to be in Hart baseball so he can get the scholarship to UCLA so he can get on the Dodgers someday. Oh, forget USC. They didn't even make it to the College World Series this year. Or maybe you want your baby to be in the next Gerber Food lineup. Or maybe you want your child gymnast to make it to the Olympics. Fame, that's what everybody wants. It doesn't count anymore to have apple pie, baseball, and Chevrolet, does it? That's not the American dream anymore. Why, it's fame, whether it's in Washington or in Hollywood. It's fame.
Well, yeah, that's what I want. I want to be adored and worshipped.
Well, I just want to warn you, sister. I just want to warn you, sister.
What?
When you get there on a train to Celebrityville, and you arrive in Celebrityville, you have to be very careful. They've been known to drop people like I dropped my black pancakes in the wastebasket in the kitchen yesterday morning. So I understand you really want to be not just famous, but be remembered. You want to be remembered. Isn't that like all of us down in our hearts? We want to be remembered. You want your grown children to remember to call you, right? You want your spouse to remember your anniversary, right? You want the person you met out there on the patio just last week, that new person, he comes up or she comes up to you today and remembers your name, and my gosh, you're just gladdened, aren't you? We all want to be remembered, don't you?
Huh? Oh, yes, whatever you said.
Well, I told the gentleman here a story about the train to Wells City. But I want to tell you another story.
Hey, another story, man.
Well, there was this man in a country far, far away in a time long, long ago. And he wanted to be remembered by everyone, but kind of in the infamous sort of way, just like Robin Hood, right? And he would steal from those Romans who ruled it over the Jews in Palestine. Until one day, they finally caught him. No, it wasn't in a day, it wasn't in a week, it wasn't in a month or a year. Finally, they caught this guy, and they arrested him, they tried him, they sentenced him to death. Now, not just any death. They were going to kill him the worst way, by crucifixion. So there he was, being crucified. Nobody came to see him, not even his mother. But he looked at the man in the middle, and my gosh, his kinfolk was there, his friends were there, his mother was there. This man had nothing. He wasn't famous anymore. Everybody deserted him. The train to Celebrityville had derailed for him. Well, he was desperate. What was he going to do? So he turned to the man in the middle, and he said, turned and said to him, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Wow. Wasn't that a remembrance? It wasn't like the remembrance name on a program. It wasn't like the remembrance of a plaque on the wall or a stone over there in Veterans Park. He would be remembered in person. What can beat that? In person, permanently remembered. And you know what? Anyone who rides the train, the gospel train, has the same experience. Well, Well City, Celebrityville, I think it's time you better go out and check with the ticket agent. Make sure you have the right tickets, and then they'll show you what platform to go out on. Good luck. Wow. Not at all like the train to Celebrityville. The train to Celebrityville? That's like the fading headlines on yellow newsprint. That's like the Olympic medal that gathers dust on the shelf. You know, all those accolades at the Oscars. Can you even remember who got them last year? No. This kind of remembrance on the gospel train is permanent, forever. You will never be forgotten. Well, we're waiting now for some more passengers to come in, and just give us a minute here, and I'm sure you maybe want to check and see if you have the right ticket for the train you're going on today. I'll announce the trains. They're right here on the schedule. Let's see. There's also a train to Independence. You like that if you're a real independent person. And there's also a train to Secular City. Maybe that's your cup of tea. Well, we're going to see a couple more passengers come in soon here. So let's just wait a minute.
Yes, we'd like to go to Fashionville. All of our friends are talking about it these days, and they say it's the inn city.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's what they say about it. They call it the inn city. Right here, let's see, Fashionville, track 9, 2:05 p.m.
Oh, that's a long time.
Well, there's a waiting room here, and everybody else is waiting. I'm sure you'll want to meet some of these people. And
wait.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. And you can get a seat right here, I'm sure, you know.
Oh. Uh-huh. After you, yeah.
I bet there's some of you who want to get that train to Inn City, huh? To Fashionville? Just like these two. Yes, you might be swayed by all the ads you see in the magazines and the newspapers and on the TV and on your computer screen. Cruise, cheap, now, reserve. Why, you know, look at the magazines right here. Hey, you've seen this one, I think. Elite? Oh, my gosh. Elite. You could be in the elite in crowd at Fashionville. Just think.
Too late, though.
Actually, that would be very good. We'd like the train to Fashionville.
Oh, you're still convinced, huh?
Yes, and we have... is there a red carpet waiting room for us? Because after all, we're off to retrieve your ticket.
Yes, please.
Well, these two remind me of a story about ants. Not aunts. Ants. And there's a man who tells a story by the name of N.T. Wright. But if you're in England, you call him Tom Wright. And there's a man in here that you call Roland Ringel, who thinks that this guy, Tom Wright, is the best station master in the world. Well, anyway, Tom tells this story about ants. You know how on that dry, hot summer day, that little trail of ants will come right in through your kitchen, go up the wall, right up to that second floor lavatory that's dripping that your husband never fixed. Or they come in and they know where the leaking plastic honey jar is in your pantry. But what if, Tom says, that first ant doesn't know where it's going? And it's just kind of searching around. And, of course, the next ant just follows that ant, thinking the first ant knows where it's going when it doesn't. Of course, the third ant follows the second ant, and the fourth ant follows the third ant. And pretty soon you got this long line of ants that's not going anywhere because they don't know where to go. And they just go round and round and round. Yeah, round and round in a circle going nowhere.
Old sport. We don't have ants. We have spaniels. Oh, stop.
Well, I told that story for a reason, and I'll explain it to you. The ants are just like the train to Fashionville. Maybe you don't know this, but the train to Fashionville never gets there. It's because the conductor and the engineer, along the way, they're always checking the latest magazine, the latest thing from Hollywood, and finding out what the latest in destination is, and change it along the way. They never get there. And the funny thing about that train, it always ends up back here at the station. And the other funny thing that's really funnier is there's always a crowd wanting to get on it. They think it's just the in cool thing to be getting on the train to in city.
Should switch our tickets to this gospel train we speak of. It sounds quite fashionable, actually. No, you said it's guaranteed to get to its destination point.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the gospel train always gets to its destination. It's not like that train to Fashionville. Yes.
Change our tickets to the gospel train, darling.
What
this
meant is we can't afford it.
Oh, well, can't afford it, but first of all, we've got to think about the time. You know, that gospel train's coming in at 10:45 a.m. You know, that's pretty soon up there, you know. It's in less than an hour.
Excuse me, what is the cost?
Oh, well, let me first let you get comfortable, because you don't have to worry about missing it. What happens is that engineer on the gospel train, anybody who buys a ticket, he wants them to get on board the train. So no matter when you buy a ticket, the train's always there waiting. I don't know how it happens, but when, you know, I look at my schedule here and it says the train's coming in such and such a time, but whenever you buy a ticket, the schedule magically changes. It's always here waiting for you. So, you're really worried about the cost, huh? The cost of the ticket on the gospel train?
No, I'm just curious.
Okay. Just curious. Oh, you're just kind of dabbling. Well, it costs you plenty. What I mean by that is you go up to the ticket agent and you ask him what it costs. And he'll tell you it costs more than you can afford. Now, I don't know how he knows what you can afford or what you can afford or not afford, but that's what he tells you. It's more than you can afford to buy that ticket for the gospel train.
Why should it be so much? And what do we have to give? How expensive can it be, after all?
Oh, well, you know, why can't you afford it? You know, you can pay your 401k. You can pay your bank accounts. You can pay your house. Why, they even ask you to pay your children. And they even ask you to give your life for that ticket. Everything, anything you are and have, you have to give it for that ticket.
Your life? That's impossible! Give everything for that ticket?
Yes, you have to give everything. And there's another bit of magic about the gospel train, because when you go up there to the ticket agent, and you tell him, yes, I really want to go on the gospel train, I'll pay anything and everything, I'll sell all I have, I'm sold out to get on the gospel train. The ticket agent will get out the ticket, ask your name, he'll write your name in that ticket, he'll give you the ticket, and then he'll tell you someone else paid for it. Yes, someone else paid for your ticket on the gospel train.
You're joking.
Possibly do that.
How can someone else pay for our ticket? How can we trust what you're telling us?
Oh, trust? Well, you'll just have to I mean, I'm just telling you the way it is. But that's where faith comes in. Faith. You've heard of that word. Faith, belief, faith. You have to have the faith that the gospel train is a train for you. You don't need to go on the train to Fashionville or to Celebrityville or to Well City, but the gospel train. You have the faith. That's the train for you. And you have the faith that the magic works for you, too, when you step up to that ticket agent. You have the faith that the train's going to be there waiting for you when you step out onto the platform. Why, remember the thief on the cross? He was desperate. He had lost all faith in anybody. He had just a little tiny bit of faith. I mean, you could hardly tell he had faith. Yet it worked for him. And he got on the gospel train. It can work for you too. You know, the gospel train is going to be arriving at 10:45. And if you don't have tickets, you better get out now and go to the ticket agent. And then he'll direct you out to the platform.
What platform again?
Oh, I said platform number 7. But the ticket agent will, he'll direct you. Oh, anybody else here with a ticket for the gospel train? You better get ready now. People, get ready now. It's coming in at 10:45 this morning. You better get ready to board and get out there to the platform. Oh, there's some of you who aren't quite sure, huh? After all I've told you, you aren't quite sure the gospel train is a train for you? Well, what can I say? I can't say Godspeed. You're going on those other trains. All I can say is good luck. But look, anybody else who has a ticket for the gospel train, come on. We're going to get going out there to the platform now.